We'll have local talk over the next couple of hours. Lots to do on today's show, but our leadoff batter and the one you want to hear from, that is our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, joining us to talk about the latest on Delta. Dr. Bill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Where's Delta now? Where's the center of circulation?
Well, over the last several hours, it's been moving across the northeastern portion of the Yucatan Peninsula, and it's now about to move out into the Gulf. It's headed in a northwesterly direction at about 17 miles per hour. Highest winds are 105. That's quite different from yesterday when it was up to 145 when it was over the Caribbean. However, when it gets out on the Gulf, it should start to increase in intensity, and it's expected to move into the western or west-central Gulf tomorrow, and at that time it will turn to the north and gradually to the northeast. It also will continue to increase in intensity so that tomorrow it'll be up around 120 miles per hour, making it a Category 3 storm. And it should keep that 120 pretty much as it makes its way to the coast of Louisiana. And right now it's looking better for the Mobile area because there's a gradual shift a little more to the west. Unfortunately, it's getting closer now to the location that was hit by Hurricane Laura several weeks ago. And so it looks like that western area of Louisiana coast, as well as the central area, is going to get the worst of the storm. It should arrive there midday on Friday. And then in the evening of Friday, it'll move on up through central Louisiana and then into western Mississippi early Saturday morning and eventually end up early Sunday morning in Tennessee and Kentucky. Of course, it will lose strength once it goes onshore in Louisiana. And when it gets up into Mississippi, it'll be a tropical storm and then eventually a depression over Tennessee. Now, what can we expect? Well, hurricane force winds are going to stay way to the west of our area over in Louisiana. And we may see some gusts near hurricane force at times in the New Orleans area. But for Mobile, we can expect showers for Friday night and Saturday, some heavy downpours at times. And the winds basically around 15 to 20 miles an hour and occasionally gusting to 35, maybe 40, but mostly in the 30s. So it's quite a bit less than what was experienced in Hurricane Sally a little over a week ago. And we will see an increase for a storm surge. We'll have a better fix on that once the storm gets out over the Gulf and we look at the size of it and the intensity. But we don't expect a large storm surge in our area. You'd have to get over into Louisiana to find a really significant storm surge. This is still going to be a small hurricane. It may increase a little bit in size when it reaches the coast of Louisiana, but it's relatively small. So you've got to go way over into Louisiana to find really hurricane force winds.
So the footprint of Delta, not that big, but where the footprint is, some intense winds with that, right? Somebody was, sent something to, I think, my feed on Twitter and said, look, this is like Katrina's track, and it's not at this point, but Katrina had it all, right? It was huge, and it was strong.
Yeah, it was strong, and it was a very, very large system, and one of the reasons for that, it was undergoing a eyewall replacement cycle in which the inner eyewall dissipates and new one forms at a larger size, and it causes the storm to increase in its size. And that was going on, and so when the storm hit the Mississippi coast, it had two eyewalls, an inner one and an outer one, so it was a very large system. This one, though, it looks like maybe it'll increase a little bit in size, but I think as they go, this will be a relatively small but intense hurricane. And as I mentioned earlier, it's getting closer to where Hurricane Laura went in southwest Louisiana. And those folks really don't need another hurricane after what they went through earlier in the season.
No, that's for sure, let alone those few communities down there south of Lake Charles, right on the coast, the Holly Beach and Cameron and all that. I mean, there isn't much left, I guess, to be destroyed at this point. So with this season, you've been talking about it since, well, before the season started. This was going to be projected to be very busy hurricane season. Are we at record-setting category now with Delta? Have we set the record for number of storms?
The record is 27, which was set in 2005, and so I believe now we're up to 26. There have been a number of them early in the season that were given the status of a named storm that, well, they were very weak systems.
Right.
And we don't want to go over that now, but anyway, as far as we're looking now, we're getting close to that record, probably within one or so of the record season in 2005. Of course, that was the season of Katrina.
Now, I don't know if you're actively watching anything else in the tropics, but kind of with the track record we've had, I got to believe we'll probably get another couple bites at the apple here this season.
Yeah, there's a little break right now, but there's still a tropical wave coming off the African coast, and then another one that will be reaching the coast in a few days. And so it's not over. There's a ways to go. And the waters are still warm across the Atlantic. Although we're cooling we'll be cooling the waters of the Gulf. We've had several storms, and now this one moving up into the Gulf, and that, of course, is cooling the waters a bit. So that's a helpful situation. Should anything follow within a week or so, then it would find the water temperatures to be a bit lower.
That's good news. And as we, once again, let's recap just the timeline for us. Even with this going further west, we should start feeling effects from Delta. What we do get, we should start that, what, tomorrow? What time?
Not really. We'll have some showers tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s, and it'll be mostly cloudy. But really, Friday, showers will be developing. They become numerous at times. It'll be breezy. And as I mentioned, wind out of the east and southeast at 15 to 20, but gusting perhaps to 35 at times. And that'll be the situation with gusty winds through Friday night and into early Saturday. But it'll be picking up speed heading out. It's not a slow mover like Sally. This one already at 17 miles per hour, and once it gets up in Louisiana, it looks like it's going to pick up forward speed. So we may see an improvement on Saturday by afternoon. And then Sunday, still a few showers around, but should be mostly sunny.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll be checking back with you soon. And can you, with both of us on the phone here, answer the question, the people that call and text me, the forecast that you just rolled out there, do you give me any different forecast than that?
I don't see any change from that.
Right.
Can't rule it totally out.
But there's no secret. There's no secret forecast that you give me and don't give everybody listening.
No.
All right, just wanted to clear that up.
But I might want to indicate that when it makes that turn, that's very important. If it should make the turn a little earlier out in the Western Gulf, then it would come closer to us. Right now, we don't expect that. It looks like it will be a central or perhaps western Louisiana landfall.
So at what point has it gone far enough west in the track now that you say, okay, even if it makes a turn now, we're good? Is that sometime tomorrow or?
Yeah, we'll know a lot tomorrow because it'll start moving out over the Gulf. And if it continues through the day and does not begin to turn, then I think we're going to be in good shape. And so we expect it to go well out into the west or west central Gulf before it makes its turn to the north.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, there he is, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And I just had to say that with him on the, you know, on the air at the same time. People will call me like, yeah, but what's Dr. Bill really saying? Y'all get it. Everybody gets, we all get the same forecast. That's why we have Dr. Bill as our staff meteorologist.